This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got to come back around to the porn ban story, or near ban. Basically, Los Angeles is running porn producers out of town by requiring that the male performers put on condoms. We'll give you more details about that, because apparently that particular rule may be expanding out to all of California, according to Daryl. We barely kind of started that, but also we got into a discussion about schools and extracurricular kind of sports activities, ridiculous restrictions that are being put on people who are homeschool. And then also that led into a larger conversation, or a different conversation, I guess, about the destruction of school laptops. And why it is that this whole let's give every kid a laptop idea was a terrible idea. And apparently nobody saw this coming. You know, giving a bunch of teenagers, hundreds of teenagers, hundreds of laptops. And, well, surprise, they brought this IT professional in. And he says day number one, they were overwhelmed with repair requests. Every single day there were at least six students coming in with, you know, a cracked screen, keys falling off, spilled a drink on there.
Which also makes you think that these children really didn't have much responsibility for what happened to the laptop.
Why would they? I mean, they have no money. They have no skin in the game. Their taxpayers paid for laptops. I'm sure they were very beautiful the first day they got them. But then, you know, in the hands of people who don't actually own the property, they're not going to treat it like they would treat it if it were their own.
And also no obligation to pay for the repairs.
Sure, that's true. And so, and even if the, you know, one laptop lasts through a year, they're still going to want to use that next year. I don't know if it gets reassigned to a different student or if it stays with the student.
I believe that it stays with the student. That's how it works in places that I've actually lived where they've had these sort of things.
Do they then, after the students in middle school, right? So after the third year, because middle schools are typically a three-year thing. So after the third year, the person goes on to high school. Then does the laptop go into a new student?
No, they keep it until
all the way
graduation.
Through high school. Okay, all right. So I guess that's good. That way you're not, at the very least, getting a hand-me-down from some other student who has abused it, and
yeah,
then you
so
get this crappy laptop.
You're familiar with all the things that are wrong with it.
Sure, because you've owned it. And then, you know, okay, it'd be one thing, I guess, if you know the student got to keep this laptop the entire time, which is good. But on the other hand, you know, most of them aren't taking good care of it. So you've got issues with repairs constantly. And who knows how much that costs? I mean, it's the laptops in the beginning aren't cheap, because in a lot of cases they're going to get Macintoshes. I know where I was growing up when I went to school, it was all Macs. There was only one computer lab that had Windows computers in it. Every other computer in the school was a Macintosh, so I imagine.
Right, because they generally get some kind of deal
from Apple.
Hey, buy our computers and we'll give them to you at, you know, half price or whatever.
Yeah. So I want to continue with that story here, but we've actually got Mike on the line in Minnesota listening to WNMT. Hey, Mike, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Do we have Mike in Minnesota? Mike going once.
Oh, Mike, can you hear me?
I have Hello? You now. Go ahead, Mike.
All righty. How's it going there?
I have
just one quick thing for Mark.
Mark is not
listening.
Here.
He's not there today? Okay. Well, I listened when he was telling his incident. But anyway, I came home from work one time, and this was years ago, and I found my wife dead.
Oh, my goodness.
And the first thing I did is felt for a pulse, and, of course, she was already getting a little stiff, so I called 911. And the next thing I know, there's nine cops in my house going through every single square inch. Three of them are asking me questions simultaneously, some at the same time. And, you know, like, I knew I was in shock, and then they just said, would you consider coming down and taking a lie detector test? And I thought, you know, why not? And I says, but I would like to call our son. And they said, well, you're not under arrest, but you can't talk to nobody and you can't call nobody.
What?
So I went down there, and while they were waiting for the lie detector specialist to come in, because this was 9 o'clock at night.
What year? When was this?
This was in 2005.
And they're still pulling out the lie detector?
Yes. And I had no reason to, so I said, yes, I would do it. But in the meantime, the detective took me in his office while we're waiting for the guy to get there. And he's saying, look, you know what? Why don't you just admit to me you murdered your wife and we'll go easy on you? And he kept harping and saying, what would people say about you? I said, I have no idea. Finally, I said, I don't know what you're thinking, but we were together for 34 years. And he said, well, did you have a large insurance policy? I said, there was not 1 cent. Well, anyway, the lie detector guy came in, and for 2 hours he asked me question after question after question. And, of course, when I first got there, they said, you need to sign this. And I know it was, you know, for duress, so, you know, that I couldn't come back on him. But I knew that I had nothing to hide. But for 2.5 hours, he harped and harped about, you know, what would people say. And then with the lie detector test, they just went on and on and on. And finally, they concluded that it wasn't what it was. But on the other hand, I had just paid for my wife's license and my son wanted it. And they said, we're going to keep that as evidence because we may come back 5 or 10 years later and charge you with murder.
When you said you were paying for her license, what do you mean? What does that mean?
You know, I paid for a driver's license to get her driver's license and had her picture on it. And my son wanted that as, something from his. And they said, no, we're keeping that as evidence in case we decide to charge you with murder later. Well, anyway, they had the autopsy. It was ruled, you know, they found out it was a massive heart attack. And But I will always carry guilt thinking that if I wasn't at work, I might have saved her. But it was just the idea to have to go through that and not being able to call my son or anybody for like 6.5, 7 hours.
That's crazy. I don't know how the police can say that you're not under arrest. You don't have to come down and talk to the lie detector person. But if you're going to come down and talk to the lie detector person, you can't talk to your son or make a phone call? That sounds like a lie to me.
Not to mention, like, the story is really heartbreaking, and you must have been very upset at the time to not let you call any family members and inform them what happened or, you know, at least be able to speak to anyone. Like, that's very harsh.
I
don't feel like they're treating you very humanly.
No, you know, it was hard, and I knew I was in shock, and it took a while. I'll always feel guilty, but it's just the fact that I think they went about it the wrong way, and they told me, well, we're being accused of not doing our job, and they just went at thing after thing, and with 9 of them and them going through every single square inch in my house, and then they took confiscated 45 bottles of medicine, not to mention the medical papers that I had when the wife got out of the hospital, because the day before I had her in the hospital, and they told her to go home and drink fluids. And
right, so why would they assume before they even figured out all the evidence if you were the murder? Like, why would they tell you that you murdered her?
They always presume. I mean, their number one suspect is always the spouse. I mean, in almost every situation where a husband or wife dies, it's the spouse who's the number one suspect. And there's usually good reason for that. I mean, it's usually not some random killer.
Right, but it was just the immediate assumption that his wife was murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of assuming it was natural causes.
Instead of doing an investigation, yeah.
Right, they always jump to conclusions.
You have to excuse me, my cat's trying to get in 2 cents, too.
Oh.
But the thing was that they were asking me, what would my neighbors say? And I said, look, I have no idea what anybody would say. Well, did they hear you argue? I said, I don't know, possibly. I said, I don't know who listens and who says what about anybody. And but anyway, you know, I wasn't found guilty or anything, and they just...
thank goodness. How would you have done it differently? I mean, if you could do it all over again, obviously, you know, without hope. If you could do it all over again, I'm sure you wouldn't want your wife to die. But if you could do the rest of it over again when the police were demanding or asking you to take the lie detector, would you have done it, knowing what you know now?
Yes, because I had nothing to hide, but I would have called my son before anything else, before they got there. Because I was living in another state, and he was living in Minnesota.
Hmm. Do you feel like the lie detector somehow helped you prove that you had nothing to hide, or was it just a frustration that ultimately, you know, there was never anything they had in the first place, so had you not taken it, it wouldn't have damaged you?
I found that to be really, because it was one of those that they put not only on my fingers, on my chest, on my waist, and the questions that they asked. I mean, it didn't bother me, but, you know, they would ask me things like, did I ever in my life intend to put harm to anybody? Uh-huh.
Mike, thanks for telling your story, man. I do appreciate it. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us at whatever you want, just dial toll-free to 855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. My Magic Mud. Three amazing words for an incredible product that seems counterintuitive. You'd think if you're smearing black stuff all over your teeth that it's not going to help them get whiter. But in point of fact, it does. My Magic Mud was created by Jessica Armon, a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. And it's a holistic remedy for your teeth that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that cause cavities. The product gives you a dentist clean every time you use it, and it's gentle on the enamel. The ingredients in My Magic Mud are also used as dietary supplements, so not only is this an effective whitener, it's also safe to swallow it. My Magic Mud, teeth whitening powder. It strengthens your teeth and promotes healthy gums, reverses sensitivity, and soothes any pain you might be dealing with. Go to MyMagicMud.com. Get your jar today. In fact, another one. We just got another one here at the LRN Studios. It's great stuff, and it actually, I think you're going to see an effect the first time out, especially if you're somebody who's a coffee drinker or smoker. You'll see, and Mark, he definitely saw an effect the first time out. A friend of mine used My Magic Mud, and there was a drastic, noticeable difference. And, you know, normally with these whiteners out there, it seems like just a bunch of BS. I don't know if you guys have ever tried any of the whitener, like the chemical stuff, but I don't believe
it. Like the strips you lay on your tongue?
Yeah, the strips. I've tried the strips on the teeth and all that.
No, and they're really mushy.
Yeah, so this is fun. My Magic Mud is actually fun to use. It gets your teeth clean, and, you don't need toothpaste with this stuff. This is a tooth powder. MyMagicMud.com.
But you still need to use toothpaste separate from this, right? No?
No, you do not.
No, this clears off all the bacteria from your teeth.
Not at all. No more toothpaste necessary. I mean, you can mix it up if you want to, but this is a pretty neat product, and I recommend it. MyMagicMud.com. So back to the story here. We're talking about the school laptop situation, and we've been kind of all over the map. We've got three or four different threads open here for topics, and of course you can bring up anything. We still have to get back to the porn thing, and then Ellen's going to tell us about Skynet. But Daryl, you were sharing with us a story in the last hour about a school system. It was the Hoboken area.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Where they, a few years back, they started up this program with every kid gets a laptop.
Every seventh grader gets a laptop.
And then they get to keep it all the way through the rest of their school career.
Right. So they're in the fifth year now, meaning that every 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grader has a laptop.
So the 7th graders are now seniors. The seniors this year have had them for the 5 years. But they brought an IT guy in, and he says, this has been an absolute nightmare. Repairs every single day. We can't even get caught up. What's the rest of the story?
So the program was a complete disaster.
Teenagers with laptops. I mean, this is not going to go well. Teenagers with laptops they didn't pay for and have no responsibility for whatsoever. They're going to treat that just like anything else you give them at school, like it's not theirs.
Yeah, and they're going to do with it what they want to do, not what you tell them, because, you know, they're reckless and they have no concept of the repercussions of their actions.
They're going to crack through the security system, go on Facebook, download porn, etc., torrents, whatever. And you said the internet connection was being bogged down at the school.
Right, because, you know, everybody that lived in the neighborhood wound up getting the password.
Yeah.
So people that weren't even students were just taking laptops into the parking lot and getting free Wi-Fi. You know, why should I have to pay Wi-Fi or, you know, buy my own internet when I can just walk across the street to the school and use theirs? So the district is now telling all of the students to turn in their laptops and that they are going to be destroyed. The article from Reason says that the Los Angeles Unified Schools experienced a similar problem when administrators attempted to give every student in the district an iPad. According to Allison Powell, the vice president of, or rather for state and district services at INOCAL, the International Association for K-12 Online Learning, such programs are common and commonly end up causing more headaches than they solve. She says, probably in the last few months, I've had quite a few principals and superintendents call and say, quote, I bought these 500 iPads or 1,000 laptops because the district next to us has them. Now what do I do?
Yeah.
So they go into this with no business plan. They just throw all this money at pieces of technology that these children don't even understand.
They don't appreciate.
They don't know how to use it, and they don't know how expensive it is, and certainly they're just going to take advantage of whatever free time they have with it.
Right, and a lot of times, because it's not the school district's money, they're getting some grant from the feds to buy this stuff, so what do we care? You know, it's free money. It's free laptops. It's a free Bearcat.
Just the fact that somebody asked that question, though. Like, I bought all these expensive pieces of equipment. Now what do I do with it? Like, it's just, it really shows the lack of forethought that went into this.
I remember when I was in high school, I got kind of, I forget what it was I got in trouble for, but I got it. Yeah, I remember what it was. I got on the principal's computer through the network that they had set up. He didn't have a password or something like that. I was able to easily like log into his computer, and I got caught red-handed by one of the teachers doing it. And instead of punishing me, they let me join the tech team, where I actually got a half a credit to go around and fix problems on the computers around the school.
Wow, that's lucky.
So yeah, that worked out for me, but I mean, it was enough of a pain just to try to help the teachers know how to use the computers that they were assigned to have. I mean, it has to be an absolute nightmare to deal with students who, I remember how I was in middle and high school, and I was a punk, man. I don't know how I would have treated it. I mean, I've always liked electronics, so maybe I would have treated the laptop better than the average student. But at the same time, I never liked the school, so I don't know how that would have. I don't know how those two factors would have ironed out. Like, I'm kind of the obsessive, like, I want to make sure my phone screen and my laptop screen doesn't have dust all over it. It drives me crazy. But at the same time, if it was a school-provided piece of equipment, maybe I wouldn't have taken the same level of care to it.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it would have been like in school to have had a laptop, because it was my senior year, or might have been my junior year, when they did this thing. All right, everybody come to the library. You know, they brought in different classes. We now have this thing called the internet.
Yeah.
And they told us what the internet is. Why would I use that? I've got the card catalog. I can go find what I want using that.
Well, Ellen's the closest to high school here of our group, having graduated a few years back, not too long
2012.
Ago. Yeah, so relatively recently. I mean, was any of this going on where you were in Michigan?
Well, I mean, I've pretty much had access to internet and computers since I was in kindergarten. Like, I remember Google was the first website they showed us. So, like, I know that everybody that was in my grade is very familiar with using the internet and pieces of technology. Like, I was kind of behind everyone else because I didn't own a smartphone by 10th grade. But, yeah, there was definitely a lot of, like, there was several rooms in the high school full of computers. They all had, like, 28 computers each. And, you know, being in high school, you don't have a lot of patience. So if your computer froze, you just, like, banging on the keys, clicking 100 times. Like, there was pieces destroyed all the time.
I believe it. We'll come back with more. And, Daryl, how much more we got here?
We're done with this.
All right. We'll come back with your thoughts. If you've got any experience with using technology at a government school, how did that work out? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Or were you a part of one of these laptop programs? Tell us about your experience.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything that you want. Just dial right on in toll-free here. The Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can do Skype as well. We can take you there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us via that method. In fact, if you've got Skype, it generally sounds better than your phone, so go ahead. And if you don't have Skype yet on your smartphone device, you can actually put it onto your smartphone and then use Skype to call us from your smartphone. You'll sound better than if you just call from your phone, right, like a regular phone call, because Skype can do what's called wideband audio, meaning that you can hear the full range of the human voice instead of that kind of tinny phone sound. It's worth the effort. It will take a little bit of effort. And then, again, once you get Skype installed, send a request to username lrn.fm. It'll be approved, and it'll be easy for you to call from that point on in the future. And, again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you need focus and are feeling fatigued? You're trying to get that extra edge when it counts? Look into modafinil from modup.net. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. And they make it affordable over at modup.net for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for an inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. You get a great discount when you pay with Bitcoin at modup.net. Bitcoin users, you get a 33% discount. And whether you're paying with Bitcoin or not, use code FTL to get 10 free tablets with your order. That's modafinil, world-class service at a great price, available through modup.net, M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Let's go to the phones here. Your calls are welcome. Whatever's on your mind, we can get back to the porn topic here. Plus, artificial intelligence, it's coming along, and Ellen's got an update on that for us. But first, we've got Eric Freerock calling from Cop Block Radio. Hello, Eric.
Hey.
Hey there.
I wanted to call it because you guys, a couple days ago, I believe, talked about the letters to the editor. One was from a hater, and one was from somebody who seemed to be in support of the Freeze Day Project.
Yes, and I actually posted those letters. We read them on the air here, but I also posted them on freekeen.com, which has been fairly busy in the last few days. You may have to scroll down a little bit, but there is an article there which has those. One of them was the Concord Monitor, which was where the article from the person who appeared to appreciate the Free State Project and Free State Project participants, that is the idea of people, Free State Project is the idea of people who love freedom, like those of us on this radio show, moving together to the same place. That's the reason why Daryl, you and I know Ellen, and Ellen knows us, and
we know each other.
Right. None of us would have likely have met had it not been for the Free State Project, and it's really an amazing thing. So go ahead with your thoughts, Eric. What about those letters to the editor?
Well, that was kind of one of the things, the hater letter pretty much said that they oppose their homes and state that we love being and we've supported, taken away, and forcefully changed to suit their needs by a group of invaders. And it seems really, really strange to me, like this kind of mindset being in New Hampshire. And then
now you're a New Hampshire native.
I am a New Hampshire native, so you know I don't see you as a group of invaders.
So you don't think that when people move here from a different state that they're invading on your territory?
Not really, unless you're from New York and wanted to make it into New York.
I do find it odd.
That's what's been happening.
I do find it odd that it was a state rep who was originally from Rhode Island that made the statement about a year and a half, a little over a year and a half ago, about the Free Staters moving here trying to change the way of life, and that we are supposedly the biggest threat to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, which is the thing that I think is really laughable, because really what's going on is trying to revert back to the way it was when it was good, and stave off all these, you know, Taxachusetts policies that have kind of creeped up here, and that's the last place we want to be, is like Massachusetts. So,
well, my big question for this author, this person who wrote this hate piece, which is kind of an amusing thing because the title of it is basically "I'm a lover, not a hater," and then the guy spends several paragraphs explaining what it is that he hates about the Free State Project and freekeen.com, which is my website on which, Daryl, you are one of the bloggers.
Yes.
And so he expresses quite a bit of hate in the article, but then calls himself a lover at the end. It's a very confused letter, a confused missive. Anyway, one of the things he says in there is that he loves the state and he wants to basically keep things as they are and feels like, you know, that we're going to destroy his state. And I wonder what he really means by that. Does he mean, when he says the state, the mountains and the forests and the lakes, or does he actually mean the political organization, the criminal gang known as the state? Because if it's the latter, then yes, he should be concerned. The state is in jeopardy. Its legitimacy is being threatened by the Free State Project participants. Like, you know, there's folks going to go out and do a DUI checkpoint activism again tonight in Manchester,
yeah,
for instance.
Well, this whole point is completely incoherent to me because, you know, they're fighting to keep things as they are by, you know, restricting things much more than they were before. And, you know, you can even look back through history, like 10 years ago, this city wasn't the same as it is now. Like, things are always going to change, no matter what.
There's more cops in New Hampshire now than 10 years ago.
Right, and it's not even them trying to keep things as they are. It's them trying to grow the size of the government and pushing back when somebody tries to, you know, reduce any of the size of government or, you know, keep them in check in any way.
Well, I don't know if you can claim that. I think there's a lot of people that just like things to stay the way they are because that's much easier.
But it's an illusion, right? Because things never stay the way they are.
Right.
I mean, change is inevitable. Even within the state, change is going to happen. And they just don't want to see change happen in the way they don't want to see it.
Although maybe by the way they are, you mean the every year the school budget goes up somewhere between 0.5% to 3%. The taxes go up by somewhere upwards of 10%.
Well, the thing is,
yeah, because that's how it's been my entire life.
They have a routine. They know what taxes they have to pay. You know, they know what laws they have to obey. They know how fast they should be driving on a certain road. They know, like, what time of year they have to go to the voting booth, that kind of thing. Like, it's very regular, and, you know, they don't want to have to change any little aspect of what goes on in their life, just because that will make them think about things more, and that's difficult for some people.
That's the thing. You hit the nail on the head. They don't want to think about things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Go ahead, Eric.
To Derek's budget point, like, He didn't mention that the school population has actually gone down, and so has the overall population of Keene has gone down. So why are these budgets going up every year?
Well, if you listen to the secretary or the treasurer of the school district, we have to increase the budget because we have fewer students.
And, of course, having more students means you need a bigger budget as well. Yeah, it's frustrating, Eric, and I agree with Ellen and Daryl. You know, these are folks who don't want to think. And the thing about the liberty activists, at least here in the Keene area in New Hampshire, and to a lesser extent in other parts of New Hampshire, is we force people to think. At least anybody who's paying attention will have to think about some pretty hard issues. And one of them, of course, being the Robin Hood case, where people are getting saved on a regular basis from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. Also, of course, the historic 420 celebrations brought to the forefront the issue of cannabis decriminalization, legalization. And for people who have this sort of pie-in-the-sky, rose-colored glasses mentality about how everything's just perfect and we're living in this free country, well, when we start pointing out that people are getting arrested, as you guys do over at coplock.org regularly, for crimes that don't involve a victim, that's got to be tough to reconcile with your belief that this is a free country, and that can create some cognitive dissonance. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Don't forget, join us online at freetalklive.com. If you are enjoying the program, please get your shopping done with us. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. When there's something that you need to buy, in fact, Daryl, you were looking at a USB to quarter-inch audio jack converter thing. I didn't think these things existed, but Amazon's got them. So
I actually went ahead and paid for it.
Sweet. What was it, like $3 or something?
$3.79.
First of all, you couldn't find something like that if you went to a local music store, and if you could, it would probably be $30. So you likely got a heck of a deal.
Yeah, I found it for $30 on some music store's website.
Figures.
Couldn't find it on Radio Shack at all.
So anyway, if there's something you need, Amazon probably has it. You know them. They've got great selection, huge amounts of products available to you from the brand names you trust and some of the brand and the names you've never heard of before. But, you know, they've got it all. And, of course, the user reviews make it easy to pick what you actually end up getting ultimately. It's really useful. And, of course, you can get you can buy the stuff you want and get a great price. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the profits if you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. There's links there for Amazon in the UK, Canada, and the United States. So go and get your shopping done and feel good because you're getting a great deal on the stuff you want, and Free Talk Live is benefiting. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. We go back to Skype where we've got the pizza guy on the line in North Dakota. Pizza guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was listening to an episode the other day where you were talking with Johnny Ray about voting.
Yes.
And I was wondering if we could maybe recap that and talk about your position on voting.
All right, sure. Well, I don't know what Ellen and Mike, I can probably guess Daryl's position on this. I don't know what Ellen's position is going to be. But to recap, Johnny Ray, our Tuesday night co-host, is vehemently against voting. He believes it is a waste of time, and even that it's possibly morally wrong to participate in it. I don't like putting words in his mouth because he's not here to actually defend his position, but suffice it to say, he does not participate inside the system and does not believe that other people should. My position is that I'll do anything I can that will increase freedom in this world, in this place that I inhabit, and if I can vote for a liberty-oriented candidate, somebody who I don't feel dirty about casting a vote for, somebody who actually espouses the ideas of freedom and understands, the non-aggression principle, and that, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If there's a candidate out there who really seems to get the ideas of freedom, I don't have any problem with voting for him. And I'm curious, Ellen, what about you? How do you feel about voting?
Well, I feel pretty similarly to you. I don't think that it's right to complain about government bureaucrats and people who are in power if you don't try as much as you can or do anything within your power to help change that. So I think that, there's nothing morally wrong with voting. Like, yes, it's very unfortunate that there's this system created where we have, these rulers that we're voting for. And sometimes it seems like it doesn't really matter what you choose. But I still feel like it's the principle of the thing. Like, if I can do something to increase my freedom and everyone else's, then yes, I will do anything that, even remotely has the possibility of playing out that way.
I wish that my vote for none of the above was actually a binding vote, and that if a plurality of people voted for none of the above, that the office would be vacant.
Well, don't they have that in Nevada?
Some extent, it is not binding.
But it's actually on the ballot.
It's on the ballot
here
by law.
Right.
But it's not binding, meaning that in the rare instance where none of the above actually winds up winning the election,
the second place will get it,
then the human candidate that had the most votes will then get elected.
What's the point?
The human candidate?
Well, none of the above is not a human.
Well, it could be if you change your name.
It's not even a candidate. There is no candidate.
Well, no, the candidate is nobody. And that is on the ballot in Nevada.
And it should be.
Yes.
It should be on the ballot everywhere so people have the opportunity to voice their displeasure with the main two options, which
and
is usually all they get.
Well, one of our supposed representatives here in Keene last year actually put forth a bill to the State House to put none of the above on the ballot.
Oh, wow.
And
did it even make it out of committee?
Well, everything comes out of committee. It came out of committee as inexpedient to legislate,
right,
because the people on the committee didn't understand what would happen.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Even though the bill specified what would happen, they were confused.
Yeah, they probably didn't read it.
No, they read it,
oh,
but
really?
They were confused. Well, wait a second. So if none of the above winds up winning and it's something to where you elect four people, then nobody takes office. How does that work?
How are they going to conceptualize not having their jobs, or not anybody having their jobs,
right,
for that matter?
Yeah,
it'd
be really interesting. I mean, what is, do you know, Daryl, since the Nevada has had it put into effect, how does none of the above do at the ballot? I mean, what are the results? There was an election, I think it was one of the primary elections earlier this year, where none of the above not only won, but had a majority of the vote.
And how new is this out there?
It's been on, I'm thinking, since the late 90s.
So this is not new, then.
It's not new.
But
it's
how does it normally do? You don't live there, so you probably don't really know. But
actually, I keep a close look on election
really
results across the country.
I feel like,
and in a lot of races, it winds up getting 2-3%.
That's all? And you'd think none of the above would do better than that.
Well, maybe people don't realize that if they vote none of the above, then that will actually be taken into account.
Or maybe they don't or maybe they know that it won't count because it's not. Even if it wins, it doesn't win.
There's still a lot of people that don't vote at all. So some people could say that everybody that doesn't vote is
voting
for
none
of the above.
Good point. So go ahead. I mean, we've just kind of been rambling here. Your thoughts, Pizza Guy?
Well, I was being patient.
Oh, hang on a second. I turned you up there because you were counting money or something in the background.
Oh, yeah, no, I dropped a screw.
Okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Yes, no. So that was two in favor of voting and one maybe a voter. I don't know. But so what
I think all three of us are in favor of it.
In favor of voting. And by what principle?
Just because I vote doesn't mean that I'm in favor of voting.
Wait a minute. How can you do something you're not in favor of?
I would love to see a system in which unless a majority of people go to the polls, that everything is invalid.
Okay, that'd be great, Daryl. But the point is, you're going to vote. You must be in favor of it on some level.
Well, ideally, he would like to not vote, but I guess voting is more
ideally,
favorable
I would
right
love
now.
To live in a society where voting right. doesn't happen.
For now, though, you're in favor but, of it, given the fact
no,
that you do
it's
it.
It's more favorable than not voting currently.
Right.
I think we're getting exactly where I wanted to go. I'm kind of leading you down a path here. So by what principle do you vote? What's the principle? It's the principle of pragmatism. Right? And how do you define the pragmatic action?
I would call it a principle of harm reduction, personally.
I don't think that voting for none of the above is very pragmatic. I vote to express my dissent with the system.
I do it for harm reduction purposes. And, you know, not that the candidates I vote for win, but should they actually win, there is a greater chance that those candidates will do something to try to make the government smaller, to try to stop the violence against peaceful people. And I'd like to see that happen someday. So if voting for someone who promises those things could possibly bring it about, then it's worth the effort to me. And I see that here in New Hampshire, we actually do have liberty-minded people getting elected as both Democrats and Republicans here. And, I think that's great. So
I've called many times before.
Well, wait a minute. Let's let Ellen answer the question. What about the principle? Is there a principle behind voting for you?
I think voting is the principle, really. Like, I've not registered myself, so I haven't voted
tisk,
yet.
Tisk.
I'm in favor of it, and I want to get around to doing it, but
the good news about New Hampshire, Ellen, is that you can actually show up. You don't have to find time to register in New Hampshire. Unlike most states, New Hampshire actually allows you to just walk in the day of the election. So you can just waltz on in and sign up to vote right there and then.
That'd be so easy if I'd known that.
Yep, there you go. Now you know. And okay. Now everybody listening knows. It's really handy.
Well, I mean, I support, I'm in favor of voting just because I think that, it is much more beneficial than just not giving your opinion at all, because then you're going to be, overshadowed by everybody else who is.
Well, the thing about voting is it's not actually opinion, right? Because you're just registering a vote for somebody. Nobody really knows why you voted for that person. They don't know if you voted for the person because you agree with everything they say, or because you agree that they, or you only agree that you only agree with them more than you agree with the other candidate, or you were voting for them because of the lesser of two evils.
Right, but to some extent, that is expressing an opinion. Because
it's poor, poor communication, though.
It is. I mean, it must be very vague if there's only a few candidates, but still, it's expressing you're in favor of something that they support.
And right. If only one person shows up to the poll, then that one person decides everything.
Pizza Guy, hang on. I know you said you were going somewhere with this, so we're going to bring you back here if you don't mind. Stick with us. Our number three is on the way. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. 855 453. We still have the porn story plus AI to talk about. Not together. Free talk line.
Safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mills, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest prices. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off, and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.